And here we go. Welcome in to another edition of Bucky and BK. Today is Tuesday, May 26th, 2026. And the Buck and I are with y'all for the next 2 hours. On today's show, we've got the final tip for kids in the car line of the 25-26 school year. Plenty to recap from the jam-packed sports weekend. Texas softball is going back to the Women's College World Series. Texas baseball now knows where it will be for the NCAA tournament. We've got some NBA playoffs to dive into. Half of the finals are set. We'll talk a little SEC spring meetings as well. We had a no-hitter in Major League Baseball last night. And, of course, the BBK news and why today's not so bad. It is a jam-packed Tuesday show coming off of the holiday weekend. Hope all of y'all had a great holiday weekend. We appreciate y'all spending some of your Tuesdays with us. How are you today, my man?
I'm doing good, man. Just felt like all day yesterday was Sunday. I'm like, is this Sunday? Is this Sunday? No, it's not, Buck. It's Monday. And it was good to have off a couple of days. It was a lot to do outside. Lots weather-wise, it was okay. Lots of sun, man. Man, is that sun hot right now? I think it's going to be a hot one this summer. I have not officially called for summer yet. We got some time yet. We're still in the spring, BK. I will officially call summer. I'll let yous know when summer is here. But it's not here yet.
Okay. Thank you.
It feels like it, though.
Well, summer will actually start on June 21st. That's not really an opinion. That's more of a matter of fact. So that is when summer will start. But you live in your own little fantasy world where you call the shots.
I'm the weatherer.
You are the weatherer on this program.
Yeah, I may call the official start of summer on my birthday, June 29th, which I think is like a Monday. I may just go ahead and officially call that day.
So we still got more than a month of spring, according to you.
Yes, we do. Yes. Right. And we got more rain to come, too. We're not quite done with that, which is, of course, in Central Texas, everybody's happy about, except for me. I need more sun and less rain. I'm not a farmer. I'm just a weatherer and a gardener.
Oh, gardeners don't need rain, but the farmers do.
I don't need them. I've had some. My well is filled up, and that's fine. I don't have any livestock like my neighbor. You know, I don't do livestock.
Well, that's good. You're not an Aggie, so I figured you weren't doing livestock. So thanks for confirming that.
Oh God! All the goats are jumping around next door to me. And they sound like babies crying. It sounds like a daycare center when I go outside. Nah, man. I'm like, oh, shut the hell up. I thought my dog's bark was annoying. There's nothing worse than hearing a bunch of sheep. I know you Aggies are used to that sound of, oh, stop, stop. I hate it. I really do. I'm sorry to say. You know, the rooster's just going all weekend long. You know, I'm thinking, hey, Friday, maybe I'll sleep, BK, until 7 a.m. How's that for sleeping in? That's what you call sleeping in for me. No, cock-a-doodle-doo's going on, you know, at 3:30 in the morning. Like, it's like he's at my back door doing that. No, and I can't shoot the rooster. I can't put firearms on livestock out this way. I told my wife, I said, if the homeowners association around this area, if they would have allowed pigs, would our neighbors have pigs? And I'm like, there's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt that these goat farmers would have pigs too.
Yeah, they'd probably have an entire zoo there if they could. They sound like those neighbors. You don't want those neighbors, but you got stuck with those neighbors.
I should have brought that property when I had that chance. When that thing went for sale, I should have bought the whole kit and caboodle, you know? And that would have been... Yeah, and then I probably would have been running livestock through the whole place too, but I am not. I'm just running gardens, and my tomatoes are looking good, folks. I finally got a crop of tomatoes that look decent, and I'm going to be a one-and-doner. I'm not looking for the second bunch. As soon as those are done, I'm about to cut all that crap down.
There you go.
And you're a tomato guy. I'm going to bring you some tomatoes, bag some for you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You make your own salsa.
I'm probably not doing that, but thank you.
But you do. You like tomatoes. Regular tomatoes are good for you. They're all right.
Yeah, sure.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Good day to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and all those that fight for us each and every day. And I hope folks remember what that day was about yesterday, about those that gave their lives for our country. We do appreciate what they have done for us, all of them, and those that continue to sacrifice each and every day for all of us. And do be safe out there, please.
Yeah, well said, as always, my friend. And it's a Tuesday that feels like a Monday, but because it is a Tuesday, that means we've got a tip for kids in the car line brought to you by our friends at Relax the Back. Buck, I believe for the final time this academic year, what do you have for the kiddos?
Yeah, this should kind of vibrate through all school districts. And for kids that are older kids, younger kids, this is all for you, because the summertime's going up. There'll be a lot of things for you to do, but doing the right thing is more important than doing the more popular thing. Be careful, kids. Doing the right thing is more important than doing the popular thing.
I like that.
You're going to be pushed over with a bunch of choices. What's the popular thing with your group? Doing that or doing the right thing? You know the difference between right and wrong. So let's get to doing the right thing, but not necessarily has to be the popular thing. That's not only for the young kids, that's for the older kids too. There are going to be some temptations out there, you know, for kids getting ready to go off to school, kids that are going to come back to do their senior year in high school. A lot of temptations out there in the summertime. So be careful about doing the right thing and not the popular thing.
That's well said, right? That's good advice for the end of the school year, but like you said, also great advice for the summer as well.
Yes.
And some advice that adults out there could take too.
Yeah, let's get all you kids right back to where you need to be when the fall starts. If you got another year of school or 2 years, let's get you back safe and sound by doing the right thing. So
I like that one. Well done there, sir. And shout out to our friends at Relax the Back. They've got their Memorial Day sale going on now. And it continues through the week. You could save a ton at both of the Austin area Relax the Back locations, or you could do some online shopping as well at relaxtheback.com. They're a great partner of ours, and obviously they bring you the Bucks Tip for Kids in the car line each and every Tuesday during the school year. No summer school tips, huh? We're stopping it here.
Go get a job. How's that? Here's a tip for you. Get a job.
Go make some money. Go pay your way around here.
Yeah, that's right. You want to go? Hey, you want to go to Hat Creek Burger? How about you taking Dad to Hat Creek Burger this summer?
Yeah, your parents are tired of paying for everything. You pay for something, please. Get you a job, kid.
We'll get back to the fall when football starts and Mom and Dad start coming into town on those weekends where they pull out the credit card and they send you over to the moonshine and they need to pay for that. That's not for you, kids. You guys need to study. It's all about the academics. Let mom and dad pay for that part of it. But now, go get a job.
Go get a job. There you go. That's the best tip for kids that you could possibly give.
Oh, right there. And don't get to be picky. Hey, don't get to be like, oh, no, I'm a tech. I'm an AI person. I'm in the tech. I can't take that job. I can't cut that grass. I can't pick up that trash. Oh, yes, you can.
Yeah. How often and our kids these days saying, oh, I'm going to practice my video game so I can be an esports player. Or I'm going to practice my TikTok dances so I can be an influencer. That's how kids are trying to convince their parents these days that, no, I don't need a job. I'll just work on this, and then it'll turn out great for all of us.
Go be a lifeguard somewhere. Go sit up on the lifeguard. Get your lifeguard's license. Go get up there and sit there. You want to burn up in the sun? Go burn up there on the lifeguard rack there. Nothing wrong with that. I've done that before. I did that for 2 summers at the Puerto Rican pool.
That's a classic high school summer job right there, is it not?
Oh, it was great. It worked for me until the very end when I had to jump in the water after some 2-year-old who decided to walk into the deep end, and I had my brand new sneakers and brand new jeans on. And I had to wait until I took off. I said, wait a minute. He's down there at the bottom. He's not going anywhere. I know exactly where he is. Let me take these shoes off. I'm not diving in here with my shoe, my brand new sneaks, my brand new kicks. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to strip down here for a moment. I'm not ruining my clothes on behalf of your dumb kid who couldn't swim.
And here I am yelling at the mother who, when I got the kid up and he started just puking everything up, I told the mom, hey, keep your baby down there at the baby pool. What's that kid walking around the deep end for anyway? Don't you know I'm off duty? Hey, I was off duty. I just could have kept on going.
She didn't apologize or anything to you?
No.
She didn't get mad at you for having to take off all of your clothes to jump in to save her kid?
Dude, I just took my wallet out, and then I had to stuff my wallet into my shoes because that part of town, I didn't know about those people. Hey, I wasn't going to leave my dadgum wallet just sitting near a poolside, believe me.
Oh, my goodness.
It wasn't like it had any money in it, but it did have my license in it.
Yeah, you don't want anybody taking your wallet ever.
Because back in those days, you didn't get to go to the computer and redo your stuff. You had to go to the DMV. You had to go there personally.
But you still have to do that. What do you mean back in the day? That's still a thing.
You still have to go? If you lose your license, you can just sign up?
No, you got to go.
Oh, and take that picture, that stupid picture?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize. No wonder I'm so adamant about if somebody robs me, here, keep the cards. Just give me my license. Take it all. Take the cash, too.
I'm now thinking your driver's license might be expired if you don't know that. When's the last time you've gotten that checked?
Oh, I think I have to 30.
Okay. Like 19 or 2000?
2000. So does that mean that I have to go there when 30? Yeah. I mean, I can't. But, I generally go out of the city area here. I did up in Fort Worth the last time.
There we go. Yeah, it's like Galveston was always my trick of the trade. When I would just plan it around a trip to see my parents, and I'd go to the Galveston DMV, and it was usually empty. So yeah, you still have to go in person for that.
I didn't realize that. Dang it.
Dang it. Well, happy summer to everybody out there. Not officially summer, but for a lot of you kiddos, your summer break is underway. And for the rest of y'all, it seems like this is the final week. So congrats and apologies to you parents out there.
Yeah, you parents are now stuck with your kids.
Yeah.
You put your kids on somebody else for the last couple months. Now they're yours.
Now they're yours. They are yours. Well, congrats.
Hey, by the way, which is the end of T-ball and soccer for me, too.
Congrats to you. You deserve more congrats than anybody. You no longer have to pretend to care about youth sports. Way to go, sir.
Come on, man.
Way to go. Well, congrats are also in order to Mike White and the Texas softball team. The Longhorns are headed back to the Women's College World Series for the third consecutive year and the fourth time in the last five seasons. Texas has advanced to Oklahoma City in the Women's College World Series. The Longhorns took down Arizona State in three games in the Austin Super Regional over the weekend. Texas actually dropped game one, 4-1. They were down 2-0 and 3-2 in game two, a miracle late inning comeback on Saturday to force that winner take all game three, and about a 5-0 shutout tossed by Tegan Kavan inside the circle in that series finale on Sunday. Sensational softball, spectacular theater, some dramatic moments, but once again, the Longhorns finding a way to get to the Women's College World Series. What a weekend, and man, this team trying to go back-to-back. They're just a few wins away from winning another national championship, Buck.
Or they play really well. The bats are good. I mean, they got a great pitch. The Hunter's home run, BK. I think a lot of people just felt that coming. For some reason, I felt that like that was going to happen. It was just weird. I mean, she's done it before, but it was weird. When she came up, I was like, she's about to hit a damn home run. She's about to have them take the lead. And she did. It was crazy.
Well, good for you. I did not have that hunch. And you're going back to game two on Saturday.
Yeah.
Where the Longhorns, again, they were down 2-0. They tied it at 2, but then Arizona State took the lead. And we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Remember, they only play 7 in softball. So there's 2 outs in the bottom of the sixth. The Longhorns are 4 outs away from their season ending and getting swept in their own super regional. And Mike White goes with Vic Hunter off the bench to pinch hit with the runner on base and 2 outs in the sixth inning. And she comes through on a 2-0 fastball and hits the go-ahead pinch-hit home run to left field. And the Texas Longhorns go from down 1 to up 1, And that was a tremendous moment. Obviously, tip of the cap to Mike White for having the hunch to go to Vic Hunter in that spot. But to do that off of Arizona State's best pitcher, to come in cold off the bench and to hit the go-ahead home run when your back's against the wall and your season's on the line, that was an amazing moment. And good for you, because I was like, uh-oh, what's – I don't feel great about this at all.
It just seems like her deal. It's like she was made just for that moment, you know. Yeah. I think she did it last year also, did she not?
She did. She had a big homer last year for Texas. And, look, you need your stars to play well to make it to the Women's College World Series and obviously to win a national championship. You need your best players to be your best players, but you also need some timely contributions yes. from some, quote-unquote, unlikely heroes. And that was one of them that Texas got on Saturday. And that totally changed the momentum of the series. Like, not only did it change the momentum of that game, but Arizona State didn't score another run offensively after that moment. And the Longhorns started to flex their muscles a little bit to close out game two. And then, again, 5-0 in game three. That was a monumental moment. And Texas, you know, they got a lot of work to do, obviously, to win a national championship. But if they do find a way to go back-to-back, that is a moment that no Texas softball fan is ever going to forget.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. It just seemed like it was inevitable that they were going to make this comeback. Like I said, I just had that feeling. And then plus to see Oklahoma go out, I couldn't have felt any better over the weekend to see them have to go home, pack their gear, and head to get their jobs for the summer. Now they can look forward to, you know, Dallas and getting a job there during the fair. So they're going to miss out. Dairy Queens will be packed with Oklahoma grads now.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty glorious. Oklahoma, who had been to the Women's College World Series every year since 2015.
Man.
They dropped their winner-take-all game three early in the day on Sunday. And I was, like, celebrating that, but I didn't want to celebrate too much because the Longhorns had yet to play. So it's like, well, if we also lose, then, all right, it's going to be kind of ridiculous if I'm talking trash about Oklahoma, because Texas also would have lost a super regional to an unseeded team at their home ballpark. But since the Longhorns were able to take care of business, yeah, it's free reign to dunk on the Sooners. What a choke by them.
Yeah, chokers.
That made the weekend a lot better. And credit Mississippi State for going into Norman and doing something that very few teams do in this era of Oklahoma softball.
Boy, and they were aggressive. They looked like they wanted it badly.
They did. Yeah, I was just waiting for Oklahoma to come back, right? Mississippi State took an early lead in game three, and it's just like it felt to me like a matter of when, not if, the Sooners were going to wake up. But sure, they didn't score. They got shut out. It's the first time they had been shut out at home since 2015 as well. So that was crazy. But for Texas, this is kind of what they do. Remember last year in the Super Regional at home against Clemson, the Longhorns lost game one, and they needed 10 innings to win game two.
Yeah, they were in a dogfight. You're right.
And Clemson was the home team in game two, even though the game was at McCombs. Clemson was the home team in that second game last year. They had bases loaded with nobody out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Like, they score one run. They hit a fly ball to the outfield. It's a sac fly. Game over. Series over. Texas doesn't win the national championship. If Texas makes an error, if anything happens, the Longhorns lose. But they somehow got out of that last year, found a way to win game two, and then they won that winner-take-all game three. And then again, over the weekend, four outs away from everything ending. And Vic Hunter comes through. And then on Sunday, Tegan Kavan, a shutout. Katie Stewart, four RBIs. How about Vivi Martinez with that 17-pitch at-bat? Stuff of legend that ended in that RBI triple on Sunday. I mean, it's championship DNA, Buck. They say you never count out a champion.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And Texas showed some real Texas fight and some real championship fight with that comeback.
Boy, that team has a lot of speed too, BK. Can they motor down first base? They get a lot of, you know, they can lay the bunt down or they can hit those slappies, those hard slaps, one hoppers, and they get down that first base path. So, and that's not just the small girls. That's the girls. The bigger girls, they can fly. They got really great speed on this baseball team.
Yeah, they do. It's a complete team, and they play clean softball, right? Not a lot of errors defensively. Again, I mean, Tegan Kavan had a couple of rough moments by her standards in games one and two, but obviously when she needed to go full Tegan Kavan. She did on Sunday. And yeah, this offense came through with some clutch hits, some timely hits. And yeah, it's a really, really good team. And it's interesting because they didn't end the regular season well at all. They were 8-9 in their final 17 regular season games. And they went from like in the mix to win the SEC to they finished fourth. Like they were the four seed in the SEC tournament. And it's like, well, I guess this just isn't the year, right? Last year was fun, but it's just not all clicking and it's not going to happen this season. And all of a sudden, they go to Lexington for the SEC tournament. They sweep their way through that. They come home for the Austin Regional. They sweep their way through that and dominate their three opponents in the previous weekend. And then they find a way to beat Arizona State, and they're back in the Women's College World Series again, and they look like a team that has a real legitimate shot to get it done.
Absolutely.
Crazy, crazy. Here's Mike White after the series finale on Sunday talking about just the relief of finding their way through the Super Regional.
Right now it's a matter of relief more than anything else. It's relief that we were able to come out and come from behind again and yesterday in that dramatic game, and then, of course, to come back out today against another tough pitcher. We knew we were going to see Brown, and she's, like I said before, really, really tough. So nothing was given, but I just like the focus the ladies had. And, of course, Tegan was lights out. So it just shows the mindset of a warrior right there, that's the ability to put things that don't go her way aside and come out and compete for a team. She really loves her teammate.
Yeah, it's good stuff. This team's got a real chance again.
Yeah, I think so, especially with Oklahoma out, right? And Texas, is not the highest remaining seed in the NCAA softball tournament. That would be Alabama, who's the number one overall seed. But don't forget, in the SEC tournament championship, Texas beat Alabama pretty handily.
That's right.
So they're comfortable against that team, and that game was just a couple of weeks ago. So that would have to be the finals, the championship series, if we were to get a Texas-Bama rematch since they're on opposite sides of the bracket. But, yeah, the Longhorns absolutely have a shot, and they will open up Women's College World Series play on Thursday afternoon. It'll be a 1:30 first pitch. It'll be the real UT against the fake UT, Texas v. Tennessee. In game one, it's a double elimination tournament. The winner will get the winner of Texas Tech and Mississippi State. So we might get another Longhorns Red Raiders meeting. Remember, that was the championship series last year. We might get that this weekend in OKC.
Sweet.
Awesome stuff right there. Congrats to the Texas softball team. What a weekend. And they are back in the Women's College World Series. Third straight year, fourth time in the last five. Mike White's been here in Austin for eight seasons. He's now been to Oklahoma City in half of them. Another great hire by Chris Del Conte. And it's the ninth Women's College World Series appearance in Texas history. All right. We'll take your thoughts. The Dakota text line, 512-222-9328. We will shift gears and talk a little Longhorn baseball. Selection Monday is in the rearview mirror. We now know Texas's path to the Men's College World Series. Before we talk a little Longhorn baseball, though, how about our first round of sponsor shout-outs?
Folks, if you're seeking a specialized, patient-focused orthopedic care, contact our friends and the experts at Texas Orthopedics. Their physicians offer comprehensive surgical and non-surgical orthopedic care for children and adults. Rehab care, spinal care, sports medicine, trauma care, joint replacement. Dr. Danny, Dr. Stockton, dedicated orthopedic surgeons there. Their goal is to get you right back into good health and the great quality of life that you deserve. Folks, Texas Orthopedics is the largest independent orthopedic practice in Central Texas. For more information, please go to txortho.com.
Yes, indeed. Love our friends at Texas Orthopedics. Also, a shout out to our guy, Mike McCall, and his great team at McCall Custom Homes.
Yeah, fix my fence. My gate is fenced. The gate is fixed down below. Perfect. They came. They got it done.
Mike McCall?
Mike McCall brought his welders there, and they lifted the gate up now. It doesn't drag to the ground, and now it's working. The dog is secure.
How's that for a personal testimonial right there?
Awesome, man. Just awesome.
We trust our homes to the experts at McCall Custom Homes, and you should too. They're custom home builders and renovators here in Central Texas. So if you want to upgrade a kitchen, remodel a bathroom, maybe add on to your home, or just build a home from scratch, McCall Custom Homes. They are the experts. It's a father-son team with more than four decades of experience here in Central Texas. They started here. They have stayed here, so they know what it takes to turn a Central Texas home into something truly, truly special. A-plus rated by the BBB. Tons of five-star reviews online. Just go to their website, McCallCustomHomesATX.com, for more information. They also offer free estimates to listeners of this show, or you can reach out to Mike McCall directly, 512-633-9580. It's McCall Custom Homes. We build value into your home.
No doubt about it. And our prayers go out. I didn't realize that the young lady, Hunter's dad, had just passed away. A lot of passings this weekend. Kyle Busch, I guess, you know, the death of Kyle Busch, became 41 years young, was really a surprise, you know, when we went off the air, I think, on Friday. That was amazing, you know. And, you know, I had got that sepsis. You know, he got pneumonia and then got sepsis. That is nothing to mess around with, sepsis. And from what I hear, I was pretty fortunate with that 105 degree temperature when I went to the hospital that day. As the doctor said, as I told him, I said, I didn't really want to come in until 107. He said, you wouldn't have come in here walking, and you probably wouldn't have been walking leaving either. So that's something. And that bacteria gets in their blood. Boy, you got to be careful.
Yeah, that was a brutal story from the sports world over the long weekend. Kyle Busch, just 41 years old, two-time NASCAR Cup champion. And one of the most well-known drivers in the history of the sport, to be honest with you, losing his life suddenly, rushed to the hospital, and then shortly after pronounced dead. It's just a horrific, horrific scene. Married man, father of two young kids.
Yeah.
That was a tough one for sure. And all the NASCAR races, even at the Indy 500 over the weekend, they held moments of silence and paid their respects to Kyle Busch and showed some love to his family and friends and everybody affected. Yeah, that was tough, man. Tell your peoples you love them.
And take some of the illnesses and the things that you think are just little things and pay attention to them. You know, you have to. You get pneumonia, that's not a joke. That's I've had pneumonia before. That's not fun. You start getting your temperature to rise, whether you're a young person, especially an older person. Young kids can handle it pretty decently. Old people, not so much. You start getting pneumonia and your temp starts rising and things aren't the way they should be, get it checked out. Or if somebody tells you to do this or go there, go do it.
Yeah.
Don't take any chances.
No doubt. No doubt about that. Yeah, that was definitely tough news from the weekend. All right. One quick sponsor shout out. It's a tough transition here. SendTexTickets.com.
Love it.
The Austin Regional gets going on Friday. Texas baseball will host for the 39th time in school history. If you want to catch a Longhorn baseball game this weekend, only one place you need to go to find your seats. That is SendTexTickets.com. Don't forget the promo code SendText10. You type that in at checkout, you're going to get 10% off your Texas baseball tickets. Of course, if you're planning on going to Oklahoma City for the Women's College World Series to follow the Longhorns up there, SendText Tickets has your back. Austin FC games, San Antonio Spurs playoff games, concerts, Broadway shows, festivals. It's not just sports. They've got you covered. SendTextTickets.com.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's talk a little Texas baseball. So that was a long weekend. We have not talked and we have not spoken with the people since the Longhorns dropped their SEC tournament game to Arkansas. Not a lot of good to talk about from Texas's trip to Hoover. They were not there very long. Of course, the Longhorns got the double bye. They were the 2 seed for finishing second place of the SEC during the regular season. The Longhorns dropped their one and only game in the SEC tournament, 8-1 to Arkansas. It was not close. It was not competitive. The Hogs jumped out to a quick 6-1 lead in the second inning, and they kind of put it on cruise control the rest of the way. The Longhorn bats had just 4 hits. Texas started Cody Howard on the mound, so they treated it obviously differently than they would have treated a normal Friday game in the SEC. And, Texas, look, going into the conference tournament that they had already locked up a top 8 national seed, they clearly treated their trip to Hoover as such. And you hope Because last year, Texas lost their first game in the SEC tournament, and obviously they ended up losing in the Austin Regional. You hope history doesn't repeat itself and the Horns are able to just leave what happened in Hoover and bounce back and take care of business back here at the Dish this weekend.
Yeah, you just don't know until they play the game this week if that strategy worked, because all television talked about was the strategy. They weren't even talking about the Longhorn team. Most of the talk was about the strategy that they used. So I wish they would have talked more about the team, but you don't know about the strategy until it's played this week, if that worked or if it didn't work.
Yeah, I'm with you. And look, I said it last week. I'm not going revisionist history. Like, my number one goal for Texas baseball at the SEC tournament was to come back healthy, right?
Yes.
This was already a team that was banged up, dealing with a couple of different injuries. You did not want to add another injury or two to that list. No. So, if Texas won the SEC championship on Sunday, yeah, of course we'd be happy. We'd be bragging about it today. But my number one goal was to leave Hoover healthy, and Texas did just that. But yeah, like you said, I mean, if the Longhorns lay another egg this weekend, which I don't think they will, for the record, and we'll talk more about the Austin Regional and the teams coming to Austin in a moment, but if they do lay an egg this weekend, then I don't know if Jim Schlossnagel is going to be allowed to keep that same strategy of just, we're punting on Hoover. We don't care what happens here. Let's just focus on the NCAA tournament. If history repeats itself in a not so good way, then they might have to change their game plan in 2027.
Oh, there's no doubt that it'd have to change, because that is that. I believe in momentum. You know, I think injuries happen. They're just going to happen. I know you want to try to be careful, but you really can't hide yourself from a lot of that stuff. But I think momentum is important, especially this time of year. And every game you can win is just you build on what will happen in the next game. And your strategy, I don't know. I thought it was not a great message last week, that you could just feel it. And I know that team had to feel it, because even though they didn't send out their starting pitchers or great pitching, dude, you can still go to bat. You can still, knock in some runs. They weren't very good hitting the ball.
No, that was the frustrating part. And Texas was able to knock out Arkansas's ace in the first inning because of an injury, right? Like, was sort of the moment where I'm like, well, thank God Dylan Volantis isn't pitching, because that would have really sucked if that happened to them. Casey Borba hit a hard line drive comeback right off of the Arkansas pitcher's foot, and he had to leave the game. Obviously, you don't want that to happen, but at that moment, it's like, oh, well, here's an opportunity for Texas to put some runs on the board, right?
Right.
We felt like you were going up against one of the best pitchers in the country, and all of a sudden, he's out of the game early. Well, here you go, and that wasn't the case. Again, the Longhorns scored just one run. They had four hits, so there's some non-competitive at-bats in there. And they didn't want to be there. To use a classic SEC excuse, they looked like they did not want to be there. And, hopefully they're able to just, again, put that behind them and find a way. I don't know if momentum carries over week to week. There's that old saying in baseball, momentum's only as good as your next day's starting pitcher. I think this Texas team is good enough and experienced enough to where they're not going to let that hurt them. But again, if it does, there will be people asking some questions about, hey, is that the right strategy here? Should we maybe try something different next time around?
Once again, we got to find out on Friday now.
But we said it. I mean, we said it last week. Like, Texas could lose their first game in the SEC tournament. If they end up making it to Omaha, none of us are going to remember that game in the SEC tournament. It's not going to mean a thing. So this is what matters most. And now it's on Texas to take care of business, and the Longhorns trying to get back to Omaha for the first time since 2022. It obviously starts on Friday, so we'll do a little screen share for those of you tuned in to the program in video format right now. Here are the four teams that will be descending upon the Dish this weekend. Texas will open things up against the 4-seed Holy Cross at 12 o'clock noon on Friday.
Worcester, Mass.
Is that where they're from?
Yes.
Holy Cross out of the Patriot League.
Yes.
A private Jesuit liberal arts college from, what is it, Worcester?
Worcester, Mass.
Worcester, Mass.
Texas. I lost my last college football game to them.
You lost a college football game to Holy Cross?
Yes.
And you played at Boston College?
Yes, sorry.
Don't apologize to me. Apologize to the BC fans. That's horrible. How'd y'all lose to them?
Oh, my quarterback was My quarterback was a little bit of a drunkard. They had signs with him throwing six packs to me in the stands.
Okay. That doesn't
I was
seem
not
like
a drunk.
Best.
I wasn't. I was just your normal college student. I didn't become a drunk until I got out of college.
That doesn't seem like the best strategy, having your quarterback play drunk.
Oh, he was. I mean, that dude was a mess.
Yeah, it sounds like it. That's impressive that he was actually able to go out there and do it, but not so impressive when you tell me he lost to Holy Cross.
Yes,
in that was the last game of the year.
Yeah,
your career, brutal. Yeah, Holy Cross, they got the automatic bid out of the Patriot League. Look, this is a sub-500 ball club. We'll talk more about that matchup specifically as we get closer to Friday. Texas has not played Holy Cross in baseball since 1952. It's been a long time since these two teams have shared the same diamond. And then you get to the 2-3, UC Santa Barbara, the 2-seed out of the Big West, and then Tarleton State, your 3-seed. Remember, Tarleton State came into the dish in the middle of March and beat the Longhorns in a midweek game. 6-1 was the final score there. So, you know, not to try to scare anybody, but remember last year UTSA had beaten Texas in the regular season. They were in the Austin Regional, and they came in and eliminated the Longhorns in the postseason.
Tarleton no beep State, beep, no beep beep this year.
No beep beep. They didn't make the tournament at all, which was a bit of a surprise. But Tarleton State, the Texans, congrats to them, by the way, in the NCAA tournament for the first time. They just got moved up to D1 a couple of years ago, so they haven't had a lot of chances. But, yeah, the Longhorns could potentially have a revenge game against the Texans of Tarleton this Saturday, Buck.
Yes.
Does that worry you at all, the fact that –
No.
Okay. Obviously, very, very
– I hope the strategy works out for Texas. That's all I'm worried about. I just want the strategy and them to gather their momentum on Friday. So whoever they play on Saturday, win or lose, they're ready to go. I just didn't like the way they batted on last week. I thought that was more of a give up. Let's get back home. It almost felt like, hey, let's go ahead and get back home.
Yeah.
Helen, I don't even know if they did. They may have stayed for the rest of the time.
No, they did not. They did not stay till the end of the SEC tournament. They came back. Which makes sense. If you're not playing anymore, there's no reason. When you live in Austin, Texas, why would you voluntarily stay in Hoover, Alabama for a few
days? Don't you want to get the feel of Hoover? Don't you feel like you need the feel of that area?
I've never felt that in my life, and I will never feel that. And it's that's why I hate that the SEC baseball tournament's in Hoover. Like, you know, the basketball tournament's in Nashville. All right, like I want to go experience that at some point. Football games in Atlanta, already have experienced that. Atlanta's not great, but it's at least a big major city. There will never be a moment, even if Texas is, I mean, they were the one seed in the SEC last year. I'll never care to go to the SEC baseball tournament because of where it is. That's a shame.
Yeah, why wouldn't they change that? That's just a little something for Hoover? Is that just something for them?
I guess so. I mean, they try to move these conference tournaments around by sport. Obviously, it's in the same spot every year, but, you know, they've got the baseball tournament somewhere, the softball tournament somewhere, the men's basketball somewhere, the women's basketball, the football. Like, it's all pretty spread out. So they try to give as many SEC states a piece of love as they possibly can. And I guess Alabama gets it with college baseball. Good for them, not good for everybody else.
No.
You know, we'll talk to Chris Phillips later in the show. I'm sure he'll tell us, hey, it's a great time. It's always fun. You get fans from everywhere, and it's a good place to be. Dude, it'd be a lot more fun if it was somewhere cooler than Hoover, Alabama, I'm here to tell you.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
Yeah. So, anyways, back to what's coming up in the Austin Regional. Yeah, UC Santa Barbara, the number 2 seed. In this one. And, you know, some fans might say, it's just a Big West team. They're not a major brand. What's a gaucho anyways? This is a really good baseball program that's been pretty consistently in the tournament in recent years. They went 38-18 during the regular season. They won the Big West regular season title. And they've got one of the best pitchers in America.
Maybe
a guy
the
by the name.
That drafted, right?
He's going to be a top 10 pick. Could be a top 5 pick. Could be a top 3 pick. In this summer's MLB draft, Jackson Flora is his name. And the big question for Texas is, will the Longhorns have to see him? Because Texas opens up with Holy Cross, UCSB opens up with Tarleton State. And there's a very good chance they're going to throw Jackson Flora in that first game because they don't want to lose that first game.
Right.
So, you know, they've got other good pitchers. I mean, UCSB was top 10 in the country in team ERA this season. So it's not just one guy, but he is clearly their best pitcher. And obviously advantage Texas if they don't have to see him in that potential 1-0 game this weekend.
For sure.
And for Texas, they've got a similar question to ask or to answer themselves is, does Dylan Volantis go on Friday? I don't think so. I think Texas will trot out either Luke Harrison or Ruger Riojas and save Dylan Volantis for a Saturday game. I mean, the Longhorns should be able to beat Holy Cross with you or me on the bump. They shouldn't need Dylan Volantis in that spot. But we could potentially get a Volantis-Flora matchup on Saturday, which would be maybe the best pitching matchup of the entire tournament if it happens.
Oh, no doubt.
I don't know if it will, though. I would expect UCSB to trot Flora out there on Friday because Tarleton State's good. That's a very good offensive team. I don't know if it's worth rolling the dice because if you lose to Tarleton, then all of a sudden you're wasting Flora in a game against Holy Cross potentially in an elimination moment, and that's just not what you are looking for. But UCSB is a solid team. But overall, Buck, I mean, I think it's a pretty favorable draw for Texas. I really do. I feel a lot better about the Austin Regional in 2026 than I did about the Austin Regional in 2025. And if you look at RPI, average RPI, which is a big metric that the selection committee uses to place all of these teams, average RPI in the Austin Regional is the third lowest of the 16 regionals across college baseball. So that one metric says Texas has one of the easiest regionals in the sport, which was not the case last year. So now you still have to go out there and take care of business, but on paper, pretty favorable path for the Longhorns to advance to the Supers.
By the way, who's shook the tree of Arkansas all of a sudden later in the season that they started knocking the ball all over the park? Boy, did they have some guys that could just hit.
Yeah, well, Arkansas is a good program. I mean, they're consistently in the tournament, and they've made some runs to Omaha, and they made a run in Hoover. No, they were trying to host. Like they knew they needed some wins to have a chance of hosting in Fayetteville. And even though they made it to the SEC championship game, that wasn't good enough. They're having to go to Lawrence, Kansas in the Lawrence Regional, which my Jayhawks are in trouble. I think Arkansas is probably going to win that one. But yeah, Arkansas got hot. They made it all the way to the tournament championship before losing to Georgia. And Georgia's really freaking good. Like, they won the SEC regular season title by a few games, and they destroyed everybody in the conference tournament, too.
Yes, they did.
They're the number three overall seed. And you know, obviously putting the cart way before the horse here, or licking chickens, as you like to say, Buck.
Yeah, licking your chicken.
Maybe I shouldn't say this, then.
Go ahead.
All right, this is a big lick of the chicken there. Sorry, y'all had to see that. I didn't.
Feathers and all.
Sound effect to make. If chalk holds and Texas gets to Omaha, they would play Georgia in their first College World Series game because Georgia's the 3 seed and Texas is the 6 seed. Now, again, so much baseball to be played between now and then. Texas didn't play Georgia in the regular season, but they've been the creme de la creme in the Southeastern Conference all year long.
Yep.
And you could potentially get that matchup. Again, a lot of games to be won between now and then. Another interesting nugget from Selection Monday, the Austin Regional is paired with the Eugene Regional. There are a lot of folks out there, Buck, that were thinking they were going to pair Texas with Texas A&M because the Aggies are hosting two.
Right.
And as the bracket was coming out yesterday, I'm like, uh-oh, like this is about to happen. But A&M, the 12 seed. Oregon, the 11 seed. So if Texas wins, they will host the winner of the Eugene Regional. You've got Oregon and Oregon State both in there. Nice little old school Pac-12 rivalry there.
Absolutely.
Those are your two top seeds in that one. So the winner of the Eugene Regional would hopefully make their way to Austin next weekend in the Supers. And I think that's a pretty favorable draw. Oregon's good. Don't get me wrong, but I think I'd rather see them than Texas A&M.
Yeah. Yes.
We saw how those games went in the regular year. Now, you know, the games would be in Austin, so things would be a little different, but
it's not like we're scared or anything.
Well, it's funny because they tried to do it in softball. Remember, Texas, the 2 seed, and A&M was the 15 seed, and the Aggies lost in their regional at home to Arizona State, and that's why the Sun Devils were here. So maybe the Aggies would have choked again, and we wouldn't have gotten Texas and Texas A&M, even though they would have been slotted together. No guarantees. Aggies didn't want the smoke at softball. Maybe they wouldn't have wanted it in baseball either. Who knows?
Probably not.
Who knows? Some sound from Jim Schlossnagel here. As Texas had a watch party for the bracket unveiling yesterday, and there was some press there, and they asked the head coach some questions. Let's start with this, the team schedule this week. Obviously, a lot of time off. Texas played last Friday against Arkansas, and they won't play again until this Friday against Holy Cross. Here is Jim Schlossnagel when asked about his team's prep schedule for this week.
Yeah, we're gonna err on the side of work. The saying, you know, nothing works unless you do. That's the one we're living by right now. So we had a good practice. We practiced as soon as we got off the bus on Saturday. We practiced yesterday. We had some about 2.5 innings worth of inter-squad at bats for all the kind of regular players. We're giving the guys off today, and then we'll practice again tomorrow and tomorrow morning, and we'll have, I think we're going to play like 7 innings tomorrow. So it may not be full-scale baseball with base running and stuff like that, but it's going to be live pitching versus live hitting. We've rested plenty. Our players admittedly miss playing baseball. And when you only play one game in 2 weeks, that's not a good thing. So we need to mimic the game and mimic kind of our week. You know, play Sunday, play Tuesday, have our Wednesday practice, kind of the way you hear a football coach talk, to prepare for the weekend.
Yes, we really care now.
Yeah, err on the side of work, right? It felt like last week it was err on the side of caution.
Right.
Now it's err on the side of work. We got to make sure that, this hiatus that we've had.
Our strategy worked.
Right, where we played one game in 2 weeks. I mean, look, I know you're harping on that strategy thing, and you're not alone, by the way. There are plenty of Texas fans who are like, why would you totally punt on the SEC tournament like that? There's no obvious correlation between conference tournament success and NCAA tournament success. No. Like Vanderbilt won the SEC tournament last year. They were the 1 seed in the real tournament. They lost in the regional. So it's just an LSU. I think LSU won 1 game in the SEC tournament last year and then got bounced. They went on to win the national championship. So there's no obvious correlation, but yeah, you gotta make sure you're ready to go and you're not sleepwalking through this weekend the way you were last weekend. I'm with you there. But I like that strategy. I mean, they're putting in the work. They're getting ready to go. They're ramping things up. Somebody asked Schloss about like last year and if he's changing his practice tactics. And he's like, I honestly don't remember what we did last year. I'm sure he's lying, but I bet he remembers. And I bet he's like, okay, we didn't do enough in preparation for the regional last season. We better up the ante.
You're not going to be lollygagging around here now.
Yeah, exactly. And one more from Schloss, kind of along those lines. Do you let your guys enjoy the moment? Like, it's cool to hear your name called. Again, it's Texas. It's the expectation. But it is cool whenever a bracket comes out in a sport that your team makes the cut. Schloss was asked, hey, do you let your guys enjoy the moment, or is it just right back to work right away?
And I think you have to find the fine line between getting your work in and then enjoying, you know, you have to play baseball free, so you have to do it. You have to do it having fun, but you also have to be intentional with your work. I'm not necessarily concerned about the games as much as, like I've told you before, as I am about their preparation. You know, what are they going to be doing between now and then when we're not together? So, and they've heard it a million times. You know, you hear the same thing from your dad 50 straight times. You eventually drown it out. So they're probably drowning me out right now. But you want that's when you lean on the leadership of your players to hold each other accountable, because this thing can last for another month or it can be over by this time next week. And we would prefer the former.
Yeah, you heard it from your dad. Hey, if I tell you not to cross that road, that's part of that.
That's exactly what I thought about when I heard Schloss say that yesterday.
That's
I'm on
to
this.
Oh, I think I told you guys, like a disciplined team, disciplined players, you know, coached by a disciplined coach and environment and staff, and we have to coach those guys better in those areas. Now, if I tell you not to cross the street, and I keep telling you, and I say, I swear, whatever you do, do not cross the street and you do and the bus hits you, I'm going to take responsibility as your parent. But damn it, how many times do I have to tell you not to cross the street? We got some of that going on.
Yeah, we can't have none of that going on right now.
No, can't have none of that going on. And Schloss is right. I mean, look, the coaching staff could say all they want, but it's on those guys in that locker room to make sure that they are preparing the way that they need to prepare. Obviously, the coach is going to be the one held accountable if things don't go well. We know that. Right. But the game's decided by the guys in between the chalk lines. So Texas needs a bounce-back performance from the bats. They need their pitchers to, you know, do what they've done for the majority of the season. And let's get back to Omaha. It's been 3 years since Texas has been there. I'm not used to waiting this long to get to a College World Series. This team shouldn't be viewed as the favorite to win it all. Right? There's a lot of really good teams around the country, and Texas is the number six national seed. Now, I will say this, Buck. LSU, the team that won it all last year, they were the number six national seed.
Yes.
Going into last year's tournament, so it can happen. But I understand not putting Texas as the favorite, but this team has more than enough to at least get to Omaha. And then if you get there, you get to the dance, you give yourself a chance.
Right.
And anything short of that would be a disappointment. Anything short of getting past this weekend is a colossal failure.
Absolutely. I agree.
So there you go. There's some Texas baseball conversation. I agree with CB. Omaha or bust for Texas this year. Again, they've got more than enough to get there. So we'll see if they can take care of their business. And again, they get to host all their way through the College World Series. All right, we will Chris Phillips of SEC Unfiltered will join us at the top of the hour. In a moment, we've got to get to maybe the funniest moment of the entire weekend, and it involves Texas athletics, so it's perfect for us to do here. An unfortunate hot mic incident in one of the Texas football games over the weekend. We will get to that in a moment, but before we do, Buck, how about another round of sponsor shout-outs?
You know, our friends over at Sue Patrick with the incredible selection of Texas Longhorn apparel, collectibles, accessories, and more. Tons of Texas-themed items, books, puzzles, you name it, they have it, candles. It's all there awaiting you in a wide variety of men's and women's clothing. Sue Patrick offers free shipping on online orders, $59 or more, free curbside pickup. Plenty of parking space at 5222 Burnett Road. Father's Day just around the corner. Dad's looking for one of those great golf polos that Jay and the gang have over there. As I said, plenty of parking space. Chili Cat headquarters, of course. 50 years of service in Central Texas. Sue Patrick and SuePatrick.com, folks.
Yes, indeed. Speaking of Father's Day, Dad definitely wants some Altstadt beer.
Yeah, he does.
And he also doesn't want to have to wait until Father's Day to get some Altstadt beer.
Why wait?
And, you know, you can be your own father and get yourself some Altstadt beer anytime you want. That sounds weird. I love the Altstadt, and I had more than a few over the holiday weekend. Hopefully you did the same. But, hey, tons of great beer drinking opportunities coming your way as the spring turns over to the summer. Of course, all the sports we've been talking about, you need a great beer to accompany your sports watching. But as you start to spend more time outside, at the pool, on the lake, hanging out with friends and family, in the backyard, whatever, you need a great beer to accompany all of your summertime activities. My choice is Altstadt. Brewed locally in Fredericksburg. It is a local beer. So every time you buy Altstadt, you're supporting a local business. And they've got a bunch of different brews as well. Something for every beer drinker out there. Check out their summer seasonal Rattler. It's a mix of the Altstadt Lager, the world famous award-winning Altstadt Lager, mixed with juice from real Fredericksburg peaches. Super easy to drink, super refreshing, perfect for these 90 plus degree days that we have. And hey, if that's not your thing, the lager, the Kolsch, the pills, the Hefeweizen, something for everyone. Get you some the next time you're at your favorite grocery or liquor store or your favorite bar or restaurant. It's my choice for the summer. It should be yours as well. It's Altstadt beer, no impurities, no regrets.
Of course, our friends at Woods Comfort Systems, folks, 70 years in Central Texas, they are fantastic. It is starting to warm up out there, and you want to make sure your air conditioning is working properly. Get it all checked up. Get their technicians out there to make sure that your summer goes the way you want it to go, and that's with some cool air inside your home. I've done it. I got a contract where they come out twice a year. They should be here coming soon, getting ready for my summertime here. So you can get that done with Woods Comfort System, folks. As I said, air conditioning and heating. Now they do plumbing. Trust in them to do your plumbing. If you got any plumbing issues, you know, your sprinkler system is jacked up outside. It's not working right. You got some cracks out there. Call Woods Comfort Systems to do your plumbing indoors and outdoors. Woods Comfort Systems, 7 years of Central Texas. Nobody does it better.
No, they don't. WoodsComfortSystems.com for more information and check out all their five-star reviews online. Yeah, they've got a lot of them. Speaking of a lot of five-star reviews online, how about Qualis Roofing and Construction? If your home took it on the chin from some of the storms that we had last week, reach out to Qualis Roofing and Construction. But, hey, maybe you think your roof is fine, but don't chance it. It's one of the most important parts of your home. The insurance companies recommend you get your roof inspected twice a year. Qualis is like, eh, you don't need twice, but at least once a year, have us out. We'll check everything out and make sure that nothing is wrong. You don't want major damage for the next storm. You want to make sure that your roof is ready to keep you and your loved ones safe for high winds, for hail, for rain. Everyone just thinks about hail. It's all sorts of things that can cause problems for your roof. Qualis Roofing and Construction, they're the best at what they do. They're not fly by night. They've been around and they are going to stay around. Tons of five-star reviews online, A-plus rated by the BBB. And they'll come to your place for free. That's right. Free inspections and free storm assessments. They'll also buy you a Texas Longhorns t-shirt just for having them out. Go to their website, QualisGC.com, for more information. That's QualisGC.com. Or give them a call at 512-257-0033. All right, Buck. This is so good. This is a little NSFW. If you're at work, I think I have to give that disclaimer. I don't think this is safe to play on the radio, so I'll have to cut this guy out. But a hilarious moment from game three of Texas softball super regional against Arizona State. Of course, all of these games were televised nationally, and this one was on ESPN. It's the seventh inning, final inning, Longhorns up 5-0. They're just a couple of outs away from punching their ticket to the Women's College World Series. Crowd's going nuts. Pretty serious moment, right? And I kid you not, this is not me. This is not edited. This is really the sound that everybody tuned into the broadcast on ESPN heard while Tegan Kavan was on the mound in the seventh inning.
Wonderful relationship, those two. And she said when you come to Austin, they tell you, you're going to compete for national championships as an assistant, and then they're going to.
Did you catch that?
Did I hear that properly about balls and sacks?
Yeah, let's play.
To send you off. Wonderful relationship, those two. And she said, when you come to Austin, they tell you, you're going to compete for national championships as an assistant, and then they're going to send you off.
Hot mic. All mics are hot mics, folks.
I don't think that was someone on the broadcast crew. I think that was a fan in the stands who found a field mic. You know, they have mics all over the stands and all over the field to make so you can hear everything better. And I think it was a fan, some drunk fan, who found a field mic and dropped a lick my ball sack.
That is hilarious.
How
that
great. Is hilarious. Like, that's incredible.
It's not even vulgar. It's just hilarious.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's not. I didn't cuss. I don't know if ESPN gets in trouble for allowing that to happen. And the announcers, I think maybe my favorite part is the announcers, like, just don't even acknowledge it. I mean, maybe they didn't hear it, but I have to assume it was in their headset. And they just, dude, I would have lost it. I would have been cracking up in the booth.
I would have been on the floor. You and I would have been just going crazy. Hey, can you repeat that again? We'd be yelling down from the top. Hey, say that again.
I would have had to have acknowledged it. It's like, oh, sorry about that, whatever that was. That was not.
Come on, you people.
But, yeah, no acknowledgement there. They just kept it going. And
that'd be pretty good to keep it going. If you can keep your wits about you and you got that in your ear, you got your headset on and that comes across.
Play it one more time.
Wonderful relationship, those two. And she said, when you come to Austin, they tell you, you're going to compete for national championships as an assistant, and then they're going to send you off.
And it's just so clear, you know?
Yeah, no, there's no really misinterpretation of that right there. And this is pretty funny. I didn't have the closed captioning on, but the closed captioning, you know, because it picks up all the sound. It said Nick Mudball Sack instead of Ligma there.
Yeah.
The closed captioning. Good job. Got that as Nick Mudball Sack.
Great.
So nice work there. So yeah, that was, I'm like, all right, this is great. Texas about to punch their ticket to the Women's College World Series. This is an incredible moment. Amazing. And then you get a Ligma from.
You get a Ligma. Did you hear that? You heard it on
the Yeah. Yeah. I was at home sitting on the couch watching my AV consultations TV. And my first thought was
what did you do? Did you just start rolling right there?
Well, you know, like I've got the 4 TV setup. So I'm like, do I have the sound on a different TV here? And then I'm like, is that coming from my computer? Is that coming from my phone? Like what exactly is that? And of course, the first thing I do is check Twitter. Like, hey, did anyone else hear that? And then it's blowing up. And of course that went viral instantly.
Yeah. Well, it may not be the greatest job in the world, but somebody just lost it.
I don't know how you prevent that. I mean, maybe ESPN's supposed to have people like guarding over the field mics at all times, but I don't know if they do. Like
it's hard when you get some random drunk that may go walk by it.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe a ticked off Arizona State fan who's like, our season's done. We had this softball super regional in the bag and we blew it. And now I'm going to let everybody hear about it.
Ligma.
Ligma. We won't ask Chris Phillips about this. I know he's in the background, so he'll be able to hear this, but we'll play it one more time. Maybe CP caught this. Maybe he didn't, but for our audience too. Hilarious moment on the softball telecast between Texas and Arizona State.
Wonderful relationship, those two. And she said, when you come to Austin, they tell you you're going to compete for national championships as an assistant, and then they're going to send you off.
When you got a drunk, you want to have one that can you know, that speaks well. And that one spoke very well. Yeah. I mean, really.
Very clearly. Yeah, he wasn't slurring his words at all.
He wasn't slurring at all.
There's nothing to mistake about that. There you go. That was a fantastic moment right there.